telephoned German.
Einheit 1.
Unit 1.
Hello.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Part A. Key language.
Welcome to Unit 1, which gives you an idea of what you'll learn in the course.
If you haven't already done so, we suggest you read page 2 of your book before listening any further.
This tells you how to study most effectively with the course and achieve the best results. Right, now back to the recording for Unit 1.
In this unit, you'll learn to say what your name is.
Ich heiße Ulrike.
Ich heiße Dieter.
You'll learn how to say hello.
Guten Tag.
In German, the phrase
Guten Tag
means good day, but you can use it to mean hello and also good morning or good afternoon.
Guten Tag.
And you'll also learn and understand a lot of useful German words and phrases.
To begin, here's the key language for this unit. Just listen to each German sentence and the English equivalent which explains it, and then repeat the German the second time you hear it.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Dieter.
Hello, my name's Dieter.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Dieter.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Ulrike.
Hello, my name's Ulrike.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Ulrike.
Now repeat what Dieter and Ulrike say, and this time add your own name at the end.
Guten Tag, ich heiße...
Guten Tag, ich heiße...
So now you can say hello and what your name is.
So now say hello to Dieter and Ulrike. Listen and repeat.
Guten Tag, Dieter!
Guten Tag, Ulrike.
Good. Now listen to this short conversation as Dieter and Ulrike meet each other for the first time.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Dieter.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Ulrike.
Guten Tag, Ulrike.
Guten Tag, Dieter.
When they say hello to each other, Dieter and Ulrike will probably shake hands. German people tend to shake hands as a matter of normal courtesy whenever they greet each other.
So, listen to the conversation again, and this time imagine you're Dieter or Ulrike. Repeat what they say and picture yourself shaking hands when you say hello.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Ulrike.
Guten Tag. Ich heiße Dieter.
Guten Tag, Dieter.
Guten Tag, Ulrike.
Listen to Part A as many times as you need to until you feel completely confident with the key language.
And when you can, practice repeating after Dieter and Ulrike and then with them.
Part B. Language in Action.
Jetzt sind Sie dran.
Over to you.
Jetzt sind Sie dran.
Here's a chance to practice what you've learned so far. Using the key language, say how people introduce themselves.
Here again is that example.
Beispiel.
Beispiel.
Of how Ulrike introduced herself.
Guten Tag. Ich heiße Ulrike. Guten Tag. Ich heiße Ulrike.
Now you try it. Follow that pattern and say how these people would introduce themselves.
Anke Liebert.
Professor Dr. Wolfgang Thiele.
Beate Töne.
Now check your answers. Listen first to what Anke Liebert said.
Guten Tag. Ich heiße Anke Liebert.
Now Professor Dr. Wolfgang Thiele.
Guten Tag. Ich heiße Thiele. Professor Dr. Wolfgang Thiele.
And now Beate Turner.
Guten Tag. Ich heiße Beate Töne.
So that's how those three people introduce themselves. But now it's your turn to greet Ulrike and Dieter and introduce yourself.
Listen first to Ulrike, then repeat what she says and say your own name at the end.
Guten Tag, Dieter. Ich heiße...
Now do the same with Dieter. Repeat what he says and add your name at the end.
Guten Tag, Ulrike. Ich heiße...
One reason why German is easy for English speakers is that quite a few German words are like their English equivalents. For example, listen to these words and see if you can understand them.
Eine Bank.
Eine Bank. Eine Bank.
Ein Taxi.
Ein Taxi. Ein Taxi.
Ein Theater.
Ein Theater. Ein Theater.
Ein Hotel.
Ein Hotel. Ein Hotel.
Well, how many did you understand? Listen and check.
Eine Bank.
A bank.
Ein Taxi.
A taxi.
Ein Theater.
A theater.
Ein Hotel.
A hotel.
Now listen to those words again, and especially to how they're pronounced, and repeat each one twice in the pause.
Ein Hotel.
Ein Theater.
Ein Taxi.
Eine Bank.
Whenever you listen to German or read it, try to pick out words that are like their English equivalents. This can help you to understand the main points of what you hear or read.
Let's move on now to the key vocabulary.
When you've learnt that, you'll be able to understand and take part in some useful conversations.
Listen to these words and phrases and then repeat them the second time you hear them. Like this.
Deutschland.
Germany.
Deutschland.
Now you.
Ein Taxi.
A taxi.
Ein Taxi.
Eine Bank.
A bank.
Eine Bank.
Ein Hotel.
A hotel.
Ein Hotel.
Das Theater.
The theater.
Das Theater.
In.
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 Bitte schön.
Yes, please.
Bitte schön.
Einen Kaffee, bitte.
A coffee, please.
Einen Kaffee, bitte.
Now stop for a moment and make sure you're confident with those words and phrases. To check, try to say the German equivalent of each English word or phrase you hear before Dieter and Ulrike say it.
Germany.
Deutschland.
A hotel.
Ein Hotel.
Inn.
Inn.
Yes, please.
Bitte schön.
The theater.
Das Theater.
A taxi.
Ein Taxi.
A coffee, please.
Einen Kaffee, bitte.
A bank.
Eine Bank.
Good. Here are some more useful words and phrases. Listen and repeat what Dieter and Ulrike say after the second time you hear it.
Kommt sofort.
Right away.
Kommt sofort.
Queen's Hotel, bitte.
Queen's Hotel, please.
Queen's Hotel, bitte.
Mein Herr.
Sir.
Mein Herr.
Hier ist das Theater.
Here's the theater.
Hier ist das Theater.
Bitte?
Pardon?
Bitte?
By the way, the word
bitte
can mean please as well as pardon. You can also use it as a reply when someone else says danke. There'll be more about that in Unit 2. But now let's continue with the key vocabulary in this unit.
Das ist das Theater.
That's the theater.
Das ist das Theater.
Schön.
Beautiful. It also means lovely or fine.
Schön.
Herr Lüdecke.
Mr. Lüdecke.
Herr Lüdecke.
Now let's pause again and make sure you've really learned those new words.
To check that you can say them all, try to complete the interrupted words you hear. Try to say the complete word in the pause before Ulrike says the whole phrase. Here's an example.
Queen's Hotel,
bitte.
Queen's Hotel, bitte.
This time, you say it in the pause.
Queen's Hotel, bitte.
Queen's Hotel, bitte.
Kommt so.
Kommt sofort.
Das ist das Theater.
Das ist das Theater.
Mein Herr.
Mein Herr.
Herr Lü.
Herr Lüdecke.
That's good. Now listen to the last of the new words and phrases.
And as before, listen and then repeat in the pause after Dieter or Ulrike say them the second time.
Sehr.
Very.
Sehr.
Angenehm.
Pleased to meet you.
Angenehm.
Frau Thiele.
Mrs. Thiele.
Frau Thiele.
Zons.
The town of Zons.
Zons.
Sehr schön.
Very beautiful.
Sehr schön.
Beginnen wir?
Shall we begin?
Beginnen wir?
Listen carefully now to this next phrase.
Beginnen wir.
The words are the same as they were in the previous phrase, but they're said in a different way.
The first one,
beginnen wir,
was the question, shall we begin?
The second one,
beginnen wir,
was the friendly command, let's begin. So, listen and repeat.
Beginnen wir.
And now let's make sure you really know all the words and phrases in the list by listening to some short conversations. You should understand everything.
A visitor to Germany is met at the station by a colleague and shown around the town.
Beginnen wir?
Ja, beginnen wir. Herr Lüdecke?
Ja, ich heiße Lüdecke. Dieter Lüdecke.
Guten Tag. Sehr angenehm, Herr Lüdecke. Ich heiße Anke. Anke Liebert.
Did you get that? Anke meets Dieter and checks that he's the man she was waiting for. Then she introduces herself and tells him how pleased she is to meet him.
Next, Anka shows Dieter some interesting buildings as she takes him to his hotel in a taxi.
Taxi!
Guten Tag!
Queen's Hotel, bitte.
Queen's Hotel?
Ja, Queen's Hotel.
Schön.
Das ist das Theater.
Sehr schön.
Und hier ist das Hotel.
Queen's Hotel?
Ja, das Queen's Hotel.
So, they took a taxi to the Queen's Hotel, and on the way Dieter saw and admired the theatre.
Now for some more useful dialogues. These all come from units later in the course.
But with the German you've learned already, you'll have no trouble understanding them.
Das Café.
Guten Tag. Bitte?
Bitte schön.
Einen Kaffee, bitte.
Kommt sofort.
Das Taxi.
Queen's Hotel, bitte.
Queen's Hotel. Die Rezeption.
Guten Tag, mein Herr. Bitte schön.
Guten Tag. Ich heiße Lüdecke. Dieter Lüdecke.
Das Theater.
Hier ist das Theater.
Bitte?
Das ist das Theater.
Oh, schön.
Der Professor.
Renate, Herr Lüdecke.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Sehr angenehm, Frau Thiele.
Oh, danke schön.
Bitte schön.
Zu uns.
Zu uns.
Now here are those dialogues again, but this time listen and repeat.
Das Café.
Guten Tag. Bitte?
Bitte schön.
Einen Kaffee, bitte.
Kommt sofort.
Das Taxi.
Queen's Hotel, bitte.
Queen's Hotel. Die Rezeption.
Guten Tag, mein Herr. Bitte schön.
Guten Tag. Ich heiße Lüdecke. Dieter Lüdecke.
Das Theater.
Hier ist das Theater.
Bitte?
Das ist das Theater.
Oh, schön.
Der Professor.
Renate, Herr Lüdecke.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Sehr angenehm, Frau Thiele.
Oh, danke schön.
Bitte schön.
Zu uns.
Zu uns.
Part C. Test yourself.
In Part C, you can practice adapting some of the sentences you've learned to cope with new situations.
So, think how you would say the following.
Hilton Hotel, please.
Good morning, Mrs. Liebert.
My name is... followed by your name.
Hello, Professor Thiele.
Here are those sentences again. but this time say each sentence in German after you hear it in English and before you hear Ulrika say it.
Hilton Hotel, please.
Hilton Hotel, bitte.
Good morning, Mrs. Liebert.
Guten Tag, Frau Liebert.
My name is Anke.
Ich heiße Anke.
Hallo, Professor Thieler.
Guten Tag, Herr Professor Thieler.
So, you can now greet people in German and say what your name is. You can also understand a lot of German words and phrases and pronounce them correctly.
To make sure you really know all the language of Unit 1, listen to it several times. Let the German sink in and become part of you.
And when you've done that, you'll be ready to move on to Unit 2. We'll speak to you there.